This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's okay. All right, I'm from Lower... I'm going to go the Jonathan Peterlin here because he's from North Solon. I'm from Lower Medina County. All right, it's in my DNA. All right? And yet, I still don't remember the county that's after Medina County. Special shout out today on a Friday to Saucy Old Mayor, who alerted me that Lucas Nelson is coming to Cleveland this October. So any other fans who maybe saw him at the House of Blues a couple years ago want to make sure to check out that. I would like to point out that earlier today, I gave what I thought to be one of my stronger takes in the quarterback situation, in that I think on this show we really get into the groove of it's going to be Joe Flacco to Shedeur Sanders, and I felt this way for a minute. I probably haven't maybe said this enough. I think the logical way this season goes is it goes Joe Flacco to Dillon Gabriel. It's not what I want. It's not what I think is best for the Browns. And in the end, I think Dillon Gabriel is going to be some iteration of Colt McCoy. And by the way, I actually think Colt McCoy, for those of you who might actually remember Colt and what he was here in Cleveland, I think in the Stefanski offense, the West Coast offense, I think he might have been a functional starter for a short amount of time. I think with a guy like Kevin Stefanski, I think Colt could have been, or could, at the very least, could have been a much more playable quarterback, even if he wasn't true starter material. So I think on this show, what's most interesting is one of the rookies taking the job week one. What's most likely is Joe Flacco taking the job into one of the rookies. But I think, you know, I know my guy JP is going to want this to be all about Shedeur Sanders. I think they're telling you, I don't want to say sandbagging, but it sure looks like they're doing everything they can to not give that kid a chance to have any impact on this season. And this requires a lot of trust for me not to be like, well, that's dumb, don't do that. On one hand, I don't want them to rush him out there, because you guys know the one thing I think is tolerated all the time in football, and I think it's the worst thing that happens, we don't talk about it enough, is that teams ruin quarterbacks more than quarterbacks ruin teams. At the same point, that kid is more physically talented than Dillon Gabriel, and I don't think it's particularly close. We're going to get to Danny in Urbana real quick here, but I would like to point out, which was the fictional home of and backdrop for the movie Little Giants, if we don't remember that. However, I would like to point out that I was super excited because I saw Dillon Gabriel walking around, and it was like after practice, I'm like, oh man, he's just getting some extra steps in here. I even asked Jake, I was like, man, we got Dillon Gabriel here. Will you at least confirm he was a similar height of Dillon Gabriel and a similar haircut and complexion?
Yeah, looked a lot like him.
All right. It just turned out to be a short dude with a bit of a tan. So not great by me. I even told myself, I was like, man, if that is Dillon, because I saw him walking away. It was a perceptional thing. I just didn't get the right read on him, right? I was going to be like, ah, if he walks around this building again, I got to get him here, and I'll talk with him about the fact that I've said, talked about him being a short king, and maybe there's a, you know, maybe I can salvage my non-existent relationship with Dylan Gabriel after everything I've said and after everything I tweeted when he got drafted, only for it to be just kind of a dude bro staffer. He's got nice calves, though. So I almost gave that to Dylan Gabriel. Danny, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I wanted to call in to talk about Dylan Gabriel. I see a lot of DTR in Dylan Gabriel. I've watched 9 quarterbacks in the past 2 seasons. My brothers and I are 3 sport athletes. We see the talent in Shador. We don't have any faith anymore in the Browns staff and finding a good quarterback. We don't even think if they had a good quarterback, they would know they had a good quarterback. If, does that make sense? I mean,
yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
They thought DTR was going to be something like Purdy. He turned out to be the exact opposite.
Turned out to be not Purdy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely was not a starting quarterback.
That's true.
And now we have Dylan, and I think Dylan was strategically picked to push Shador back. I think, I mean, just looking at their face when they drafted Shador, it's really bothered my family. I've been a Browns fan. I've rooted for Kozar, and ever since Kozar, we haven't had a stable quarterback. And here we have, you know, the son of a great quarterback who has prepared his kids. And I mean, we see it plain as day, Shador, with all the talent in the world. But why is he 4th on the depth chart? And we have a 5'11 quarterback who mirrors DTR, I think. And I just don't see him excelling in a sport where you have people like Myles Garrett running after him. And I see it ending in disaster, and I think this is going to be our last year rooting for the Browns if they do something like that. If they don't give Shador a chance this year, then we're hanging up our hat. We're just so frustrated. We have a weak receiving core, which means we need a truck. I believe Shador is our only truck, and I believe. Yeah.
The only thing I would say, my guy, is don't lose hope. All right. You never know. This is the best thing about football, whether it's this year, next year. I will give you a lot of the things you said about the Browns quarterback situation. I would definitely agree with. I would just say you never know when a team can kind of surprise you when they might find their guy. So hang in there. Okay.
Yeah. I've been waiting for 40 years, so I can only hang in so long, if that makes sense.
Oh, you're tougher than that. Come on. I got 50 years for you.
Okay. I just hate to see the season play out and then not to give Shador a chance. It just bothers me to watch YouTube and to hear he's throwing to coaching staff while the other 3 are getting all the reps. And I just feel like he's being pushed to the back. I feel like Kevin is looking for a Brock Purdy, and his own accolades, I think, are getting in the way of his quarterback selection.
Danny, we got a boogie buddy, but I appreciate you. All right, so there's I agree on the Shador thing, and it's weird for me because in the last couple weeks here, I found myself progressively in the position of defending Shador. And the truth is, there are things that we don't see, that the Browns see, and maybe there are things they've emphasized to Shador. So I can give them the benefit of the doubt or the devil's advocate on this. But I just continue to come back to, I don't want to say that all these 4 quarterbacks are scrubs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're professional quarterbacks. But when you put like where they are in their career, what they've done within recency, the reality, or who they even were in college, like Dylan Gabriel, all of these guys have an honest to goodness, should have an honest to goodness stake in this job. And right now, it appears only three of them are getting a chance. I do not see a difference in Shador, Dylan, Kenny, and Joe. They're all they're like one of those discount stores. Good Lord, I'm losing my words here. The point is, all of them have something against them that preclude them from being looked at as a serious threat in almost any other quarterback room in the NFL. And the idea that the Browns would kind of hold Shador back, and it feels that way. I mean, we point back to Andrew Berry's handling of Shador Sanders and the question about him getting speeding tickets. That's just not smart. And that is, by the way, more than what he said about any of the players they've invited into this locker room that have ended up in legal trouble. And I'm talking about serious legal trouble, where there was acts of violence committed. And even, I mean, I'm glad they're getting Shador the reps, but I just don't know there's a more insulting thing you could do to any football player than, hey, we're getting your reps, and why don't you throw to Dwayne, who distributes helmets here. Dwayne, go out there and catch the, we're going to do a 10-yard out route. Dwayne, do you know that one? All right, let's do that. So there is a part where you're like, okay, what are you punishing this kid for? What are you holding this kid back for? Because the truth is, if you're going to hold him back, then he shouldn't be here. And I have found myself a few times going back to what Andrew Berry said yesterday. If there are four quarterbacks worthy of being on a roster, yeah, we're going to put him out there. Of course we'll have him. To me, that was a shot at Shador Sanders. And that's where the math isn't mathing. I've watched this kid now today, and I've heard everything that I've heard about him in terms of how he operates on a level of humanity and dignity is true. He is a people person. He is a genuinely thoughtful kid, and it's not an act. Like, I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of what Deion does is an act. I think Deion plays the religion card when it's convenient for him. And which, by the way, I don't love as somebody who actually is religious. There's nothing more personally affronting to me than being fake in your religion or using it as a convenient crutch whenever it suits your ego. I think that way about Deion sometimes. I have watched a lot of press conferences with kid. Again, I don't know he's an NFL quarterback. I think he is. I think he's got the talent to do it. But it's just wild to me that there are three quarterbacks being given a decent chance to win this job, and Shador is being sandbagged or held back. That doesn't feel like the mentality you should have if you're the Browns going into this year. And by the way, it doesn't mean the kid's going to go ahead and take that opportunity. It doesn't mean that kid is going to go ahead and make the most out of every opportunity. But when the opportunities are, you're going to get three passes with guys named Greg from accounting. Oh, and by the way, you were ham-fisted in your response about him getting speeding tickets, no matter how excessive they were. And oh, by the way, we think back to how excited Kevin Stefanski was to draft Dylan Gabriel and how unenthused he appeared to be when they drafted Shedeur Sanders. I don't care if Jimmy Haslam made you draft him. I tend to think it was an Andrew Berry draft pick, but I don't care. He's here, and if you're not going to treat him seriously like an adult, honestly, it's insulting and it's unbecoming of what the spirit of what this should be. The spirit of this should be best man wins. The only way you figure that out is if everyone gets equal reps, not just three of the four guys you happen to like.
That's good. That felt like a very strong there.
In case you missed it, coming up in 3 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.